McGraw-Hill Ascent Audio presents Stronger Through Adversity. World-class leaders share pandemic-tested lessons on thriving during the toughest challenges. By Joseph A. Michelli. Narrated by Joseph A. Michelli. To my family, friends, and clients, may we emerge as the book's title suggests. Forward. There's a proverb that says a smooth sea never made a skilled sailor. As an 80-year-old longtime owner of the world-famous Pike Place Fish Market in Seattle, Washington, I know adversity is a most remarkable teacher. Through my lifetime, I've experienced stiff challenges dating back to World War II when my family was forced to relocate from Seattle to Tule Lake and Minidoka internment camps. Under a presidential decree, as Japanese Americans, we were imprisoned in tar paper huts surrounded by barbed wire. My parents lost their business, a produce stand in the Pike Place Market, and our home. We also faced significant prejudice upon returning to Seattle. With those setbacks and others I've faced as a business owner, e.g., I was near bankruptcy in the 1980s, I've sought to take each breakdown and use it to create a breakthrough. Despite my challenges, I've led a business that became a destination for visitors who traveled to Seattle. We had multiple books written about us, and several training videos share our fish philosophy. Fortune 500 companies extensively used our training materials. We were covered in Fast Company and People magazine and appeared on many television programs, including Good Morning America. Spike Lee included us in a television commercial that he produced for Levi's. Dilbert crafted a cartoon strip based on the Pike Place Fish Market, and Wheel of Fortune had a puzzle with our company name as the answer. My guys and I also have been in demand as speakers and trainers. My life is proof that you can become stronger through adversity. Not only have I been fortunate to grow through life's many setbacks, but I've also had the privilege of watching my business achieve unimaginable financial success and community impact. Most importantly, I was able to hand the Pike Place Fish Market over to a new generation of owners, all of whom grew up in the business as employees. I've also watched the remarkable growth and adaptability of those leaders as they faced the challenges of this pandemic. All of that brings me to the importance of this book and to developing your mindset for overcoming adversity. The author of this book, Joseph Michelli, is a friend I've worked with dating back more than 20 years. In 2004, we co-authored a book about the Pike Place Fish Market titled When Fish Fly. Throughout his career, Joseph has helped countless leaders create engaging workplaces for their team members, deliver unique and memorable experiences for their customers, and manage through setbacks and adversity. Based on his work, it was no wonder that so many leaders from the world's most iconic brands answered his call for this book. Those leaders took the time to talk with him and share their lessons as they manage during one of the most challenging times in their professional lives. In this book, Joseph skillfully captures and shares crisis leadership lessons that he collected from those conversations in areas like self-care, empathy, vulnerability, compassion, and personalization. Who wouldn't benefit from increasing each of these skill sets? I am always learning on my journey to make a world-famous difference, and I trust you'll also learn valuable lessons and practical tools in the pages ahead. Most importantly, I know you'll walk away from this book inspired, hopeful, and more equipped to be stronger through adversity. John Yokoyama, owner of the world-famous Pike Place Fish Market, 1965 through 2018. Acknowledgements. So much has changed since 2019. In those good old days, I took so much for granted, not least of which was hugging my grandchildren, having dinner with family and friends, and speaking in person for large audiences. I also didn't recognize the privileges I received growing up as an American male of Italian descent. While I've written acknowledgments in 9 previous books, this one seems different. It feels more urgent in response to vulnerability. Thanks to all essential service providers, healthcare professionals, delivery workers, food industry team members, information technology specialists, etc., You have enabled my family to maintain health and safety. We should all be grateful for your willingness to put your lives in jeopardy, sacrifice family time, and endure unspeakable emotional strain so the rest of us can survive with only minor inconvenience. On behalf of readers, I'm grateful to the 140-plus extraordinary leaders who took the time to share their challenges, setbacks, and insights. This book is your story. Had it not been for clients who trusted me to help them navigate the pandemic, I wouldn't have been able to dedicate the time needed to bring this labor of love to fruition. The leaders of those organizations know who they are, and hopefully they also know how much their trust means to my team and me. As it relates to that team, I'm grateful for our adopted member, Danya Dickerson. Officially, Danya is the Associate Publisher of Business at McGraw-Hill Professional, but she truly is a member of the Michelli Experience family. Hunkered down in a New York City borough, Danya navigated homeschooling, team leadership, and everything needed to expedite stronger through adversity. Danya's guidance, trust, exacting standards, and nurturance have always been one of my life's greatest blessings. The other remarkable members of my team are Kelly Merkel and Patty Michelli. Kelly is creative, calming, and the consummate multitasker. She fulfills needs and anticipates them. Her autonomous solutions exceed expectations for all she serves. Jim Collins, the best-selling leadership author of books like Good to Great, suggests we should all have a personal board of directors of life. He describes that board as a hand-picked group of about 7 people you deeply respect and, quote, who you would not want to let down, end quote. By that description, Patty Michelli is the chairman of my board. Patty is my wife, my partner, my COVID-19 quarantine companion, my life, and a constant source of remarkable wisdom, joy, and comfort. During the many 20-hour days involved in crafting this book, Patty's spirit was nothing short of life-giving. Her insights were keen, and her support unwavering. The words, thank you, are woefully insufficient. To my children and grandchildren, I miss your physical presence. That said, please know how grateful I am for your continual outreach, love, and laughter. I am proud of each of you for the way you are navigating and making a difference in these challenging times. As always, I thank you, the reader. I am grateful for the time you are taking to venture forward with me as we all learn together. May we make this a safer, kinder, less divided, and better led world. Chapter 1, Leadership Forged Through Adversity. Taking the Punch. Ex-heavyweight champion Mike Tyson said, quote, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth, end quote. In late 2019 and throughout 2020, virtually everyone across the globe took a full frontal blow. A novel coronavirus, COVID-19, wiped out plans, disrupted livelihoods, and ended lives. The pandemic's force was swift and severe, particularly for healthcare workers, students, parents, couples, people living alone, senior citizens, entrepreneurs, leaders, and small business owners. Until COVID-19, most people hadn't encountered the jarring force of a sub-microscopic infectious agent. Roughly 1/1,000th the width of a human hair, the tiny virus packed a walloping punch. It led to substantial death rates, widespread infections, a severe strain on healthcare resources, dramatic spikes in unemployment, business failures, school closures, event cancellations, extreme travel restrictions, and many other consequences. Fortunately, as virus transmission surged, leaders and businesses responded with tenacity, adaptivity, and generosity. Healthcare providers endured grueling shifts exposed to high viral loads and isolated themselves from family members. Restaurant owners donated meals to frontline workers. Community leaders purchased and delivered items to homebound seniors. Many companies pivoted operations to produce hand sanitizer, ventilators, face shields, gowns, and masks. At an individual level, people rapidly activated ingenuity and technology to address the need for human connection. School teachers and principals augmented online learning by displaying banners with words of encouragement outside of students' homes. Automobile parades replaced birthday parties. Neighbors stepped onto their balconies and expressed solidarity and gratitude for frontline workers. High school and college graduates received support from strangers and watched commencement addresses from celebrities. Musicians live-streamed concerts for charitable causes. Friends socialized through virtual happy hours, game nights, shared movie watching, and trivia contests. Where possible, work teams mitigated the business and social impact of COVID-19 through video conferences and collaboration tools. COVID-19 may have struck the first blow, but people counterpunched with empathy, self-discipline, adaptation, communication, and innovation. This book outlines how business leaders and other individuals positively responded to and led through the challenges of COVID-19. Moreover, it is a book for anyone who seeks to lead organizations, teams, communities, or families long after the acute impact of the pandemic fades from memory. Generosity and wisdom shared. Before the pandemic, I'd consulted with and wrote 9 books about leaders at globally recognized companies like Starbucks, Mercedes-Benz, the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company, Airbnb, UCLA Health Systems, the Pike Place Fish Market, and Zappos. Almost immediately, as COVID-19 spread, I was asked to participate on task forces for several high-profile brands. My role was to help leaders quickly adjust service delivery based on rapidly changing customer needs and regulatory constraints. Throughout those experiences, I marveled at the compassion, grittiness, team alignment, and leadership wisdom on display. I also began to realize that many textbook leadership concepts were proving ineffective in the face of this pandemic, and that new approaches were driving success. For example, physical distancing and the need for rapid decisions, particularly at the outset of the pandemic, rendered participative management approaches impractical. The limitations of participative management were particularly evident when seeking consensus meant assembling all team members in a room to offer input or make decisions about workplace safety, methods of manufacturing, and work distributions. Conversely, command and control leadership tactics weren't particularly helpful if they prioritized performance over the feelings and innovative ideas of team members. The leaders I saw succeeding in response to COVID-19 were authentically leveraging their strengths while rapidly adapting to the changing needs of their people and organizations. This blend of authenticity and adaptability were consistent with qualities shared by transformational leaders like Mahatma Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Abraham Lincoln, Nelson Mandela, and Franklin Roosevelt, FDR. From the perspective of personality and leadership style, Mahatma Gandhi and President Roosevelt were vastly different. Gandhi leveraged his quiet, calm, and empowering approach to rally the liberation of India from British rule. FDR relied on his engaging yet extremely direct communication style to garner enthusiastic support during World War II. Gandhi led through silence. FDR led through dramatic oration. Yet both men led with an open mind and a strong sense of who they were. I asked former Campbell Soup CEO and past president of Nabisco, Douglas Conant, about leadership strengths shared by Gandhi, FDR, and those who led well during COVID-19. Conant, now the founder and CEO of Conant Leadership and the author of the book Blueprint, noted, quote, "Professor Brené Brown has this powerful line. She says, you can either walk inside of your story and own it, or you can walk outside of your story and hustle for your worthiness every day. My language around this is that your life story is your leadership story. Gandhi's life story is what led him to lead his way, and FDR's life story shaped his leadership. Knowing who you are and leading congruent with your story and your values is the key to success in times of calm and, more importantly, in times of crisis. That awareness, however, is only part of being an effective leader, end quote. Whether it was the strife faced by Gandhi, the war challenges experienced by FDR, or the uncertainties of COVID-19, effective leaders adopt a growth mindset. I suspect an inquisitive mindset has led you to this book. Given the leadership extremes I observed during the pandemic, I felt an urgency to understand and capture insights and approaches that were having a transformational impact. As such, I started exploring how top leaders were not only leading with authenticity and adaptability during COVID-19, but how they were positioning their companies to succeed beyond the pandemic. I began reaching out to the most inspirational and effective leaders in my network. What started as in-person conversations quickly shifted to virtual discussions, most of which occurred via video conferencing. During those meetings, my colleagues shared what they were affirming or learning anew in the face of the pandemic. Those discussions included the specific actions each leader was taking to both endure current challenges and position their teams and organizations to be stronger beyond COVID-19. Early on, I expected to gain insights from 30 or 40 clients, possibly sharing their perspectives for a series of articles. However, the response for input was immediate and overwhelming. Not only did my clients engage the conversations, but they also introduced me to their colleagues. Unexpectedly, other leaders heard of my projects and reached out to share their leadership lessons. In short order, I had interviewed more than 140 leaders from across the globe. It is the candid insights of those generous, thoughtful, and passionate leaders that fill the pages of this book. Diverse contributors. Most of the individuals who contributed to Stronger Through Adversity hold a title such as board member, founder, CEO, president, C-suite leader, or vice president of a highly recognizable brand. To balance the perspective of these talented for-profit leaders, I reached out to an equally impressive group of senior leaders at nonprofit organizations, academic institutions, and public safety agencies. To avoid partisanship or divisiveness, I chose not to engage political leaders. I am certain historians and pundits will sufficiently critique the decisions and actions of politicians. By contrast, Stronger Through Adversity provides actionable insights from individuals who rose above self-interest in the service of their stakeholders, e.g., teams, organizations, shareholders, families, and communities. While I've included a full list of all 140-plus contributors at the end of the print version of this book, a small subset of the organizations represented include corporate leaders, Airbnb, Barron's, DHL Supply Chain, Goldman Sachs, Kohl's, Mercedes-Benz, Microsoft, Panasonic, Quest Diagnostics, RBC, Roche Diagnostics, Siemens, Southwest Airlines, Starbucks, Target, Verizon, Volkswagen. Nonprofit and academic leaders, American Red Cross, Direct Relief, Feeding America, Goodwill, Human Rights Watch, Humane Society of the United States, St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, Salvation Army, United Way, University of Arizona, University of Tennessee, Yale University. Public safety leaders, Albany, Oregon Police Department, Lealman, Florida Fire District, Overland Park, Kansas Police Department, Pinellas Park, Florida Fire Department, Pinellas County, Florida Emergency Medical Services, San Marino, California Police Department, Spokane, Washington Fire Department, Vancouver, Washington Police Department. As you will hear in the book that follows, contributors openly shared both their constructive actions and missteps as they moved through initial and sustained elements of the pandemic. All contributors provided their input without compensation. They engaged in the project with the hope that their honest perspective will serve as a gift to you and future generations of leaders who will invariably face crises, threats, obstacles, uncertainty, and unwanted changes. The book's contributors offer insights geared toward effectively leading a work team as well as a large or small organization. While geared toward business leadership, the lessons and tools that follow apply to self-management, care for family, and contributions to a community. The collective leadership themes that emerge from this impressive group of leaders have been tested globally, as many contributors managed operations that accommodated widely varying needs and regulations across continents. These contributors also represent a broad swath of economic sectors, including, but not limited to, agriculture, air travel, arts and entertainment, automotive, banking and finance, construction and home building, durable and non-durable manufacturing, education, healthcare and insurance, hotel and short-term accommodations, retail, sports, technology, wellness. Contributors shared their insights knowing a portion of the book's proceeds are being donated to direct relief in support of first responders across the globe. By purchasing Stronger Through Adversity for yourself and colleagues, you're also contributing to those who have and will continue to address the health and economic consequences of the pandemic. Direct Relief is a humanitarian aid organization active in all 50 U.S. states and more than 80 countries. Direct Relief's mission is to improve the health and lives of people affected by poverty or emergencies. The organization serves its purpose without regard to politics, religion, or ability to pay. Throughout the pandemic, Direct Relief coordinated with public health authorities, nonprofit organizations, and businesses in the United States and globally. The nonprofit provided personal protective equipment and essential medical supplies to health workers. Direct Relief continues to tailor its assistance to the world's most at-risk and vulnerable populations. Shared challenges. Unlike prior crises, such as the global financial market crash in 1980 or the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks in New York City and Washington, D.C., COVID-19's effects were universal. It was as if we were all in different boats facing the same storm. In a symbolic sense, gale force winds or swirling currents did not spare any individual, family, or business. Irrespective of our unique health, operational, economic, and emotional challenges, we all endured similar conditions. While your adversities were invariably unique to you, your family, and your business, the leaders interviewed for this book faced many familiar hardships, including but not limited to decreased sleep and increased anxiety, mounting child care and elder care responsibilities, constantly evolving health guidelines and regulations, office and business closures, rapid transitions to a predominantly remote workforce, substantial staff reductions and furloughs, a need for changes in policies and procedures affecting sales, products, and service delivery, the infection and death of team members. Despite these challenges, the leaders I had the privilege of interviewing sought consistently to be stronger through adversity. When I spoke with Lior Arusi, a consultant with whom I'd worked as part of customer experience transformation at Mercedes-Benz USA, he shared his perspective on facing COVID-19. Lior, who is now president of Word Create, Inc., suggested, quote, "If you think of this pandemic like it was a race, there were three types of runners. Some did not make it to the finish line. Some made it to the finish, but were broken when they arrived. Finally, some not only finished, but positioned themselves to thrive. From the onset of the pandemic, I sought to be in the third group. For me, that meant I had to do things such as change my language and my thinking. For example, I didn't use the word unprecedented because it implied defeat. Hurricane Katrina was unprecedented, and terrorist attacks on 9/11 were unprecedented. Every new event could be described as unprecedented since its unique elements never merged before. I wanted this challenge to be an opportunity to become stronger and more resilient, so I chose language and actions that wouldn't lead to paralysis," end quote. To Lior's point concerning the word unprecedented, most of us have not faced health or economic disruptions of this magnitude. People and businesses have, however, bounced back from pandemics and high levels of unemployment throughout history. For example, the bubonic plague killed more than 200 million people. Smallpox and the Spanish flu shortened the lives of 56 million and 40 million people, respectively. HIV/AIDS killed more than 30 million in recent history. Despite those devastating diseases, humanity and businesses rebounded. Similarly, Franklin Roosevelt faced 25% unemployment when he became president in 1931. Rather than decrying a lack of precedent, this is an optimal time to look for leadership tools that enable us to mount an unprecedented recovery and sustained success. This book offers practical leadership tools needed to not only weather the health and economic effects of a pandemic, but also to thrive in all storms, large and small. Universal themes, examples, and call to action. The chapters that follow highlight 20 lessons on how to prevail through challenges and setbacks. All teachable lessons come to life through leadership stories of those interviewed for the book. Their examples demonstrate how leaders navigated the ongoing impacts of COVID-19, and in some cases, the social unrest that followed from the murder of George Floyd. In each chapter, you will hear how leaders positioned themselves and their organizations for success in a post-coronavirus world. Each chapter reflects the candid introspection of contributors and offers their insights on teachable lessons born from their accomplishments and missteps. Throughout the book, you'll find spotlighted quotes referred to as a breath of insight, chapter summaries referred to as a resilience recap, and a closing call to action section titled Your Strength Plan. That planning section poses questions for self-reflection and discussion with colleagues. It also provides an opportunity for you to apply lessons you are learning in the context of your leadership skills, your family, and your business. Each chapter covers an independent content area. In the final chapter, you'll have the opportunity to continue to grow, develop, and share the insights you gained from this book. Seeds for a Stronger Future. Author Napoleon Hill once observed that, quote, every adversity, every failure, every heartache carries with it the seed of an equal or greater benefit, end quote. COVID-19 led to widespread adversities like the death of a family member, a layoff, the loss of one's business, protracted anxiety, debilitating depression, and immobilization. It also carried the seeds for an equal or greater benefit. Leaders like Edward Mady, a past recipient of Hotels Hotelier of the World Award and regional director and general manager of the Beverly Hills Hotel, notes, quote, crisis is humbling. It can help us realize that there is so much that needs to be done and that no one has all the answers. It can help us value the importance of collaboration to achieve greatness. Adversity can foster an appreciation of the importance of serving first and worrying about what's in it for me later. It can also help us embrace change, partly because we lose the choice not to change. For me, a crisis is not only a test of leadership, but a catalyst for personal and organizational growth. While I would not wish a pandemic or other adversity on anyone, I view it as a time for community and leadership growth, end quote. No matter the adversity or heartache you faced during COVID-19 or any future challenge, this book is structured to be a catalyst for you to grow your self, team, business culture, leadership communication, ability to collaborate to solve significant problems, innovation, ingenuity, resilience. One of the transformational leaders I referenced early in the chapter, Mahatma Gandhi, put it this way, quote, strength does not come from winning. Your struggles develop your strength. When you go through hardships and decide not to surrender, that is strength, end quote. It's time to dive in, learn from hardships, refuse to surrender, and be inspired by insights and tools to help you be stronger through adversity. Part 1. Set the Foundation. A house built on granite and strong foundations.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?